Boyle manager had done low, 1-8 to 9 points, to be honest with you. You left us guessing, but 2 points in it, and then I'm sure you're just happy to get over the line.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't do ourselves justice in the first half, and to be fair, Dara came out very, very, very physical, with a great intensity, kicked some good scores, and to be honest, I was nearly happy we were only 7 down, because we coughed up too many chances. We had a couple of goal chances, you know, that we probably should have kicked over the bar. But I did tell the girls at half time that if we stuck to our plan, kept chipping away, try and take the lead back down and be within 3 points going into the last 10 minutes, we're always going to have a chance. And to be fair, the girls done that, and you know, the young girls, especially the 3 under-15 girls that came off the bench, made a massive difference, you know, and got us over the line, you know. But listen, it's very disappointing for our dad, because they put in such an effort, and they're probably sick looking at us at this stage between underage finals. But listen, we're delighted to win an intermediate championship in our first year.
Aye, and listen, you talked about going in 7 points down at half. Certainly not the Dunlow side that we've seen all year unbeaten in the championship to date. You would have been going into this as raging favourites. And, you know, the first half performance was a little disappointing on your behalf.
Oh, 100%. We let the girls know that at half time, that it wasn't what we'd expect from them. And they were disappointed themselves. You know, I think some of the younger girls were a wee bit nervous. But you have to give credit to our dra. You know, they really pushed up and put a real high aggressive press on us. And we struggled to get out, and we rushed kick out. And we done stuff that we hadn't been doing all year. You know, and I said it was the worst game of 30 minutes of football that we played probably in 3 years. But listen, to be fair to them, we have to give them credit. They stuck with it. The breeze did, you know, the breeze did have a factor in it. It probably got a wee bit stronger in the second half. But I always felt if we got close going down the line, we'd have enough firepower to get over the line.
Yeah, and listen, I'm all about the stats, and judging by what has happened during the year, you beat Ardra well in the championship, as I say, coming into this game confident. I certainly wrote Ardra off, judging by the first half performance, and I wrote you off, but he's come out in the second half and he's proved your worth.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, we beat Ardra, and it was similar in the minor championship last year. We beat Ardra easy in the group stages, and hey, they came at us in the minor final. We were 7 points down with 10 minutes to go. Very, very similar game, and hey, we said that it was a similar thing we spoke about at half time. Hey, if we can be within a 3 point or a one score going down the last 10 minutes, I was always confident, and that was similar today. But you know, you have to give our dra credit. We didn't play well, but hey, the reason we didn't play well is because how well our dra pressed in the first half. But we knew we could have been better. As I said, we had 3 or 4 goal chances that if we'd have kicked them over the bar, we wouldn't have had much of a lead to chase down. But listen, we're happy that we got there in the end. So hey, hopefully the one half of a double, hopefully, for the club today.
Yeah, and we always say this, so it's a cliche, but a game of two halves. And talk to me about the second half. I mean, you come out in the second half, the turning point of the game was Mia O'Donnell's goal. She scored 1-3 today out there, an excellent performance coming off the bench. Certainly you got your substitutions right. Everything seemed to fall for you in the second half. You were a lot more clinical as well.
Yeah, to be fair, as I already mentioned, like Mia's under 15, young Nicole Gillespie came on under 15, and my own youngest was Tony. She's on, three of them played in the under 15 failure this year. Hey, they're brilliant players. They know they're just natural ball players, but Mia's scoring rate from underage up through. I remember Mo kicking the ball in an under 12 blitz here in O'Donnell Park. She kicked it over the stand. She's a phenomenal player, a great finisher. And you know, I in one sense, I didn't really want to have to go to the under 15s to get us out of a hole, but I was glad to have them today. And like Mia kicking 1-3, and you know, she's just a fantastic player.
Yeah, listen, last question now, we'll finish up with this, but listen, Dunlow are on the up and up, and I've talked about this many times. You're winning at underage levels, you've been in Division 1 this year, you were with Terman in a semi-final, you went from junior with a junior championship last year, and intermediate for 1 year, now you're intermediate champions. Tell us what's going to happen, what's the future for Dunlow now, stepping up to senior?
Listen, Mo, you know, there's a lot of hard work being done in the club and the girls side. Listen, we're probably lucky because the likes of myself, Raymond Sweeney, Sean Sharkey, Joe Boyle, Mark Clerk, and ex-footballers have daughters, and you know, we all managed underage boys team, and then I was getting it at home. Dad, you never help us out. So you know, I got involved 5 years ago with a group at under 13, and they've won every championship, and they're all there part of this today. Unfortunately, my two oldest girls who were part of the championship last year are hopefully listening and watching from Australia, and hopefully they'll be back soon. But the hard work's been done. But Mo, we know we played Terman. Listen, everyone knows we played Terman in the league semi-final, and we got our eyes open. We know that we're probably 2-3 years behind, but that is our aim. You know, whether I'm here, whether it's me that's managing Dunlow, you know, we've won again the minor championship, the under-16 championship, the under-15 championship, and the under-14 Division 1 Shield this year, and we've done that 3 years in a row. So we've a lot of good stuff coming through, but the step up to Tierman, the girls' scene, it's a big step up. We're hoping to do it in the next 2 or 3 years to try and close that gap, and hopefully we can contest senior finals in the next few years.
Listen, a very special day for you now, of course, with some of your own daughters on the team. So enjoy the celebrations, Tony, and well done.
Thank you, Mo. Well done, Tony. Thank you.